Manu Patra alerts dated the 27th of November 2019. Lok Sabha has passed the prohibition of electronic cigarettes, production, manufacture, import, export, transport, sale, distribution, storage and advertisement. Bill, 2019. The bill seeks to replace an ordinance issued on the 18th of September. Moreover, this bill aims to ban the production, import and sale of electronic cigarettes. Supreme Court has in a temporary relief to 28 Anglo-Indian families who were facing the threat of eviction following an order of the Allahabad High Court directed to maintain status quo for the time being. The court issued notice on a plea filed against the order of the High Court whereby the High Court had upheld the decision of the state government to evict 28 Anglo-India families from leasehold land for creation of public park. Supreme Court has observed that assignment of contractual interest cannot be held to be valid merely because there is no clear bar against assignability stipulated in the contract. The court noted that it is to be seen whether the terms of the contract and the circumstances in which the contract was entered into lead to an inference that the parties did not intend to make their interest assignable. Supreme Court has observed that merely because an accused is found guilty of an offence punishable under Section 498A of Indian Penal Code, 1860 and the death of the wife has occurred within a period of 7 years of marriage, the accused cannot be automatically held guilty for the offence punishable under Section 306 IPC by employing the presumption under Section 113A of the Indian Evidence Act, 1872. Supreme Court has restored detention orders issued under the Stringent Conservation of Foreign Exchange and Prevention of Smuggling Activities Act, 1974 against an uncle-nephew duo, part of a corporate-style smuggling syndicate, by setting aside a Delhi High Court verdict in this regard. Supreme Court has reiterated that a person who has an interest in the outcome or decision of the dispute must not have power to appoint a sole arbitrator. Gujarat High Court has in response to a habeas corpus filed by the father of two women missing from the Ahmedabad ashram of self-styled Godman Nityanand directed police to use all available mechanism to trace the duo. The court directed the police to consult Interpol and Ministry of External Affairs as well as other agencies to trace the two women, ensure their protection from any threat and assure them that their independent will and choice will be respected by the judiciary. Delhi High Court has asked for 100 first information report copies to ascertain whether a recent police circular to its stations to stop the use of 383 Urdu or Persian words while registering complaints was being complied with, saying FIRs should be in a simple language. The court said that the police ought to stop using Urdu and Persian words which were being mechanically used while registering FIRs, as public at large may not be able to understand such terms. Calcutta High Court has upheld an order of conviction for possession of counterfeit forged Indian currency notes and remarked that the same would amount to trafficking the forged notes. Securities and Exchange Board of India has barred four entities, that is 3M Team Research, Samrat Trades, Core Investment and Core GRP, from carrying out investment advisory services till further orders. The entities have been prohibited for many reasons, including providing investment advisory services without obtaining necessary registration and promising unrealistic assured return to investors, among others. Lok Sabha has passed the National Institute of Design Amendment Bill 2019, which declares the four National Institutes of Design in Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Assam, and Haryana as institutions of national importance. These institutes are currently registered as societies under the Societies Registration Act, 1860, and do not have the power to grant degrees or diplomas. On being declared institutions of national importance, they will be able to grant degrees and diplomas. Rajya Sabha has passed the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Bill 2019. The bill on protection of rights of transgenders was passed after a motion to refer it to a select committee of the upper house was defeated. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill on the 5th of August this year. Further, this bill seeks to provide a mechanism for social, economic and educational empowerment of transgenders. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, New Delhi, has ruled that the concept of allowed loss and consumption in the agreement between the parties was to remit performance of the obligation and would not qualify as consideration for the services of regasification.